Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department has released additional information about an incident that resulted in the arrest of three men at the Econo Lodge Motel, the discovery and destruction of three pipe bombs, and the confiscation of drugs and drug paraphernalia on Tuesday. The incident began when the POP team served a probation warrant at the motel room. Officers contacted five men and then searched the room and located the three pipe bombs, which were later rendered safe by the County Bomb Disposal Unit. Officers found heroin packaged for sale and then searched the room next door connected with the five men. There they found three handguns, ammunition, more than 10 ounces of meth, and evidence of drug sales activity. Two of the handguns had been reported stolen out of the Central Valley, and officers arrested two men, 30-year-old Jesse Rodriguez and 26-year-old Steve Alberson, along with a juvenile. It was also on Tuesday afternoon that POP team officers from the Eureka Police Department served search warrants at five locations in town, along with sheriff's deputies, the Drug Task Force, a county canine unit, and a U.S. Marshal. Officers searched houses on Kinsey, Seoul, Del Norte, Walnut, and Fairfield and confiscated cocaine, meth, and heroin packaged for sale, three firearms, and $18,000 in cash. Police arrested Juan Olivares León, Leonardo Esparza Zermeno, and Luis Esparza Aguilar, and all were booked on drug and weapons charges. The sheriff's office has released photos taken from surveillance cameras at a storage unit in Shelter Cove that show two men wanted in connection with the robbery of at least 25 storage units. A sheriff's deputy responded to the scene on Wednesday morning and contacted employees and then reviewed surveillance video that showed the men had entered the facility at just before 1 a.m., ransacked the lockers, and then left the scene at around 2:30. Numerous items, including several firearms, were stolen, and the sheriff's office expects to release additional information about the suspects and the robbery. You can view the photos of the suspects and their vehicle at the sheriff's office website. A Fortuna police sergeant used his taser to subdue 36-year-old Lolita resident Jamara Knight, who he contacted while she was sitting in her vehicle parked outside the emergency room at Redwood Memorial Hospital. Staff told police that Knight had gone to the hospital and waited in the emergency room for about an hour and then left before she had been treated. As she left, Knight threw items at emergency room staff and then refused to leave the grounds, and that led staff to call police. Fortuna police report that when the sergeant contacted Knight, she assaulted him and hit him in the face before she was subdued with help from hospital staff and the use of the taser. Knight was arrested and booked into county jail. The county SWAT team, along with sheriff's deputies and members of the county drug task force, served a Ramey warrant at a residence on Tishtang Road in Hoopa on Wednesday and arrested wanted murder suspect 25-year-old Hoopa man Gerald Sotolongo. Sotolongo was wanted in connection with the murder of 30-year-old Roger Yale on February 13th, and he was taken into custody without incident. Sotolongo was booked into county jail for homicide, with bail set at $1 million. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Humboldt State University has honored three faculty members with the school's annual Distinguished Faculty Award. Professor Alexandru Tomescu, a professor of botany and biology, received the Outstanding Professor Award, and he is praised by students and colleagues for successfully integrating research into classwork and lectures. Professor Noah Zerbe, in the Department of Politics, received the Outstanding Service Award for his work on the school's strategic plan and as president of the Academic Senate. Lecturer Lauren Cannon from the Department of Philosophy was given the Excellence in Teaching Award for his work as a teacher, scholar, and advocate for social justice. The American Cancer Society and the Eureka Chamber of Commerce will celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Discovery Shop with an open house and ribbon-cutting ceremony at the shop's expanded store on F Street in Eureka. The Discovery Shop was formed 30 years ago by residents of Eureka, and proceeds go to cancer research. The shop and its new expanded resale boutique are staffed by volunteers. The ceremony will be held tomorrow at noon, and members of the shop's board of directors, local elected officials, and community leaders will be on hand. Arcata police are investigating a reported shooting incident that saw two men flee from a third man before shots were fired near 11th and F Streets on Tuesday night. Witnesses reported seeing two men fleeing up an embankment from the Tea Garden Apartments, and moments later, they report seeing a tall, thin black male adult fire at least two shots at the pair. The fleeing men got into a small gold-colored sedan and fled east on 11th. Police found shell casings on the ground, although there was no evidence anyone was struck by the gunfire. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.